Maryland Bulldogs squaring off in boys semifinal action of the ECNC Conference Tournament. In tournament action played earlier today here at Freeman, we had a boys game already underway that we played, and that one saw the Freeman Falcons defeat Malcolm by a final score of 68-42. So that means the winner of this Auburn JCC game will play Freeman in the championship at Weeping Water Saturday night at 8 o'clock. The loser of this game will, of course, face Malcolm for the third place consolation game. That will be played at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon at Weeping Water. Some other scores of interest to our list. In the Pioneer Conference Tournament being played at HTRS, a couple of games that were heard live this afternoon on KTNC in the girls' semifinals. Sacred Heart picked up the win over Diller Odell. The final was 60-41 in that one. And in the boys' semifinals, Sacred Heart defeated Johnson Brock, the final there, 61-21. So both the Sacred Heart boys and girls are advancing to the Pioneer Conference Championship games. Those will be played Saturday at HTRS, and they will both be heard live on KTNC. John Nixon will have the call for those. Also, ECNC conference action coming up tomorrow right here on Sunny 101.3 in girls' semifinal action. I will be traveling to Elmwood Murdoch tomorrow evening. We'll have our first game at 5:30, and that will feature the Fall City girls taking on the Malcolm Clippers. 5:30 for that semifinal game. That will be followed by a 7 o'clock tip-off as the Auburn Lady Bulldogs take on Elmwood Murdoch. So we'll have a doubleheader for you, girls' semifinal action in the conference tournament, and that will be tomorrow evening right here on Sunny 101.3. In just a few minutes, as we said, it'll be the Auburn Bulldogs, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. The Bulldogs, they're rolling right along. They are 16-2 on the year, and that's after going three straight years undefeated. They are 16-2, but get this, folks, their only two losses came first at Douglas County West, and that was an overtime loss. Then they went to a holiday tournament up at Wayne and played Hardington Cedar Catholic and had another loss. That one took six overtimes to lose. So their only two losses have been in an overtime game and a six overtime game. That's how close they are to being four straight years without a loss here. Johnson County having a reasonably good year. Johnson County Central with Thunderbirds coming here tonight at 12-7 on the year. Coach Kirk Ferris brings his Thunderbirds in against what he knows is going to be a real buzzsaw in these Auburn Bulldogs, so it's going to be fun to see how things match up. Right now, we're going to step aside and take a 60-second timeout. We'll be back after this one-minute break with a look at the starting lineups. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, let's take a look at the starting lineups now. First of all, for the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, they will be the visitors on the score clock. They'll go with Trey Holtis. Holtis, a 6-foot senior. Also, Logan Barris-Carnegie, he's a 5'7 senior. Wyatt Ludeman in the starting lineup tonight, a 6'1 sophomore. Cameron Schuster, a junior at 6'2. And Rodrigo Rivera, a 6'6" senior, rounds out the starting five for Coach Kirk Ferris. Now, noticeably absent from that Thunderbird starting lineup is Jonathan Duncan. Duncan, a 6'6" senior. He will play tonight, but he's not starting tonight. He's been having a bit of a back issue. and he is not going to be starting the ball game tonight for the Thunderbirds. Now the starting lineup for the Auburn Bulldogs. As we said, they are 16-2, coached by Coach Jim Weeks. He'll start Brian Dixon. Dixon, a 6-foot senior. Maverick Binder. Binder is a sophomore at 6-foot. Ryan Binder. Binder, 5'11", and a senior. Skyler Roybal. Roybal, a 6'4", junior. And Brett Baltensberger. Baltensberger, 6'5", and a senior, rounds out the starting five for the Auburn Bulldogs. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast. Colin Feldkamp is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. A cold February night in Adams. Temperatures down in the single digits out there. So if you weren't able to get out and support your team in person, we're glad that you decided to join us for the broadcast here on Sunny 101.3. We're glad to have you with us. Just finishing up with the introduction of starting lineups, as you can hear in the background over the public address system. We've already met the Thunderbirds, and now they're completing the introduction of the starters for the Auburn Bulldogs. As we said, the Bulldogs 16-2 on the year, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds at 12-7. I want to remind you also that we will be on the air at Weeping Water with the finals and third place games coming up this Saturday. I'll be there to call the games, and you'll hear them live here on Sunny 101.3. So we'll have Pioneer Conference Championships over on KTNC, ECNC Championships here on Sunny 101.3. Those are our plans for our Saturday broadcast. Ready to jump it up, stepping into the center circle for Johnson County Central, Cameron Schuster. Schuster will jump it up against Skyler Roybal. There's a tip. It'll be controlled by the Bulldogs. Coming up with the basketball is Ryan Dixon. Gets it off to Maverick Binder on the right elbow. Underneath, driving lay-in up off the glass. Won't go. Put up there by Skyler Roybal. And the basketball comes back to Johnson County Central. Trey Holtus at the top of the key. Holtus works over toward the right elbow with the ball. Looks to Ludeman. Now Wade Ludeman with the Wyatt Ludeman with the basketball at the top of the key between the rings. Left side on the elbow. Driving lay-in off the glass, up and off, doesn't go. Rebound, put back, Rivera, up and good. Rodrigo Rivera with the first basket of the night. Johnson County Central goes on top, 2-0. Auburn's basketball. With the ball at the top of the circle, Skyler Roybal comes around to Baltensberger to the left elbow. Ryan Dixon for three from the left wing. Up and off, no good. The ball is tipped around. The rebound comes down to Cameron Schuster. Schuster brings the ball up court himself. Now flips it back to Trey Holtus. Holtus pushes it into the corner on the right side of the basket. Down deep, baseline right side. Keegan Jones in the ball game. Jones feeds underneath Rivera. Rivera has the ball knocked away from him. Tipped out of bounds. Off the fingertips of Ryan Binder. It'll stay with Johnson County Central. Keegan Jones got the start there. He's on the floor right now for the Thunderbirds. Holtus to inbound it. He'll trigger it in baseline right side under his own basket. Into traffic, puts it into Schuster. Ball is tipped away. Down court, in a hurry with it. Comes Binder to the right side. Dixon. Dixon in traffic. Puts a shot up that doesn't go. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and through, but a whistle and a foul was called, I think, before that second shot was put up there. And at the free throw line will be Ryan Dixon for the Bulldogs. The foul is going to be on Rivera. That's his first personal team foul number one on the Thunderbirds. Dixon at the line shooting two shots. The first one rims off the back of the rim too strong. Doesn't go. He'll get another attempt. Just underway here at Freeman High School. 6:43 to play first period. Johnson County Central up 2-0. Ryan Dixon's second free throw. It's up and off, also doesn't go. Baltensberger with the rebound. Flips it out into the corner to Binder. Baseline right side. Ball is tipped away. Goes out of bounds. And it'll stay with the Bulldogs. Auburn will play it in the corner in forecourt. To toss it in is Ryan Binder. Down deep on the right side of the basket in the corner. Gets it into Baltensberger. Up top it comes to Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder with the basketball. At the top of the key to the left elbow. Comes around with it. Baseline left side. in the traffic. Waltonsberger in the paint. Kicks it out to the right elbow. Long three on the way in and out. Maverick Binder doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Keegan Jones. Jones into forecourt to Holtus. Holtus in traffic. Almost had it dribbled away. Trey Holtus goes up with a shot. Whistle and a foul. And Trey will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. We'll have to see who they call this one on. I think it's going to be on Ryan Dixon. Yes, it is on Dixon. That's his first personal, team foul number one on the Bulldogs. The official turns his back to us when he signals that foul to the scorer's table because it's on the far side from our broadcast point. So Trey Holtus set the line to shoot two. The first free throw is up, hits the back of the iron and pops out, won't go down. So get another try here. 6:10 to go. We've played almost 2 minutes. Johnson County Central up 2-0. Trey Holtus has a second free throw coming. This one is on the way up, and it's off and won't go. And the rebound to Brett Waltonsberger. Waltonsberger gets the outlet pass to Maverick Binder. Down court, Ryan Dixon. Spin move in the paint. Dixon laying up and good. Ryan Dixon with his first 2 points of the ball game, and we're tied at two apiece with 5:56 to go in the first quarter here at Freeman High School. Man-to-man defense now by the Bulldogs. Trey Holtus goes across court to the left side to Ludeman with the basketball. In traffic, under the basket to Ludeman. Ludeman flips it out to the right side to Keegan Jones. Jones into the corner with it. Back to Ludeman on the near corner on the wing. Ludeman back to the top of the circle. And it comes back out to Holtus. They'll reset the offense. On the left elbow with the ball, Keegan Jones. Jones to Ludeman with the ball. Ludeman, Wyatt Ludeman with the left-handed dribble, picks up his dribble between the rings, now flips it out to the left wing, finds Holtus with the pass. Holtus guarded by Waltonsberger in the man-to-man defense. Waltonsberger to Keegan Jones, left wing. Back up top, it comes to Holtus. He holds the ball a moment. Now Rivera holds the ball. He's at the top of the free throw circle. Rivera shoves Dixon away and then flips the ball back out to Holtus. Now to the right elbow, Keegan Jones behind the back dribble, in the paint, Rivera into the corner, open look, left side, shot is up, partially blocked by Waltonsberger. That shot was put up over there by Schuster. Down court in a hurry for the Bulldogs is Marcus Hudson. Hudson feeds the ball inside, laying off the glass, up and good for Ryan Binder. Binder with his first basket of the night, and it's 4-2. Auburn up now by 2 with 4.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. With the ball is Trey Holtus, again working against the man-to-man defense, guarded very carefully there by Ryan Binder. Holtus hands it back to Keegan Jones, up top Rivera. Off it comes to Jones once again. Keegan Jones, a 6'2 freshman. Pass goes to the left wing, looking for Cam Schuster. He couldn't handle it. The ball got away and goes out of bounds. Into the lineup now for Auburn comes Skyler Roybal. Roybal checks in. Sitting out will be Brett Waltonsberger for a breather. Ryan Dixon with the inbound pass into Maverick Binder with the basketball. Maverick Binder, right elbow, left-handed dribble to the top of the key. Comes up to Roybal with it. To the left wing, Marcus Hudson driving lay-in up and good. Marcus Hudson with the lay-in. He's got 2 points, and he will be fouled. We'll have the end one coming up for Marcus Hudson. Foul is going to be called on Cameron Schuster. On Cam Schuster, his first personal, team foul number 2. Timeout of the four with 4:03 to play first period. Auburn up 6-2. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Main Street Bank with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in southeast Nebraska. In the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back to Freeman High School, 4:03 to play in the first quarter here in the semifinals of the ECNC Conference Tournament at the free throw line. For Auburn, the shot is up and good for Marcus Hudson. He got the and one. Marcus now with 3 points, and it's 7-2. Auburn on top. Johnson County Central's basketball. Trey Holtus comes on the attack, works one-on-one against Ryan Dixon against that man-to-man defense. Holtus, reverse spin move, dribbles to the right elbow now, tries to go down deep in the corner, hands the ball up to the top of the key to Brendan Speckman, who's in the lineup. Ball is stolen away, grabbed up loose in backcourt by Ryan Binder. Binder into the corner, pass down left side, driving Hudson, laying up, off, doesn't go for Marcus Hudson. He hits the floor hard. We'll have a whistle and a foul called, and I think we're going to have Hudson at the line, where he'll be shooting two shots for the Bulldogs. Foul is going to be called on Cam Schuster. On Cameron Schuster, his second personal. Team foul number three on the Thunderbirds. Hudson at the line to shoot two. The first one is up and good. Marcus Hudson, now two out of two from the free throw line, has 4 points. He leads all scorers. Rivera back into the lineup now for Johnson County Central. Hudson at the line. Second free throw is up, and it's good also. And just like that, our score is 9-2, 7-point lead now for Johnson County Central, or for Auburn, rather. I'm sorry, JCC with the basketball. Full court pressure being applied by the Bulldogs. Inbound pass comes into Trey Holtis. He'll get it across the timeline, brings it into forecourt. Holtis with the basketball. Looks to the right elbow, gets a pass over to Carnegie. Logan Barris Carnegie with the basketball. Carnegie, right wing, again finds Holtis. Holtis tries to dribble to the baseline on the right side, can't get there. Maverick Binder stopped that. Brandon Speckman on the dribble now to the top of the key. Down to Carnegie in the corner left side. Back top it comes to Speckman. To the right elbow, Keegan Jones with the ball, looking for Rivera underneath. Rivera has the ball knocked away out of bounds. Good defense by Brett Baltensperger. Rivera touched it last. It'll be a turnover, and the Bulldogs will get the basketball back. Into the lineup now for Auburn comes Skyler Roybal. He'll come in to replace Brett Baltensperger. 2:59 to play in the first quarter here at Adams. 9-2 your score. Auburn up by 7. Bulldogs with the basketball. Into forecourt very casually comes Maverick Binder on the dribble. He works to the right elbow against the man-to-man defense. Trey Holtis picks him up on the defense for the T-Birds. There's a shot off the glass, up and off, doesn't go, put up by Ryan Binder, but he'll be fouled. We've got a whistle and a foul called. At the free throw line will be Ryan Binder. He'll be shooting two shots. The foul is called on Brandon Speckman. On Speckman, his first, team foul number four on the Thunderbirds. Binder at the line to shoot two. The first one is up, hits the front of the rim, and comes up just short. He'll get another attempt. 2:44 to play in the first quarter here in Adams, Freeman High School. 9-2, Auburn with the early lead. Binder's second free throw is up and good. Ryan Binder hits one out of two. He's got 3 points. Baltensperger back into the lineup now for Auburn, replacing Cameron Schuster. Replacing Skyler Roybal with the basketball. Trey Holtus down court on the dribble. Holtus comes across the midcourt line, sets up the offense between the rings at the top of the circle. Now works out onto the left wing with it. Into the corner, down deep on the right side goes the pass. Carnegie almost has it dribbled away. Speckman handles the ball, flips it to the baseline left side, back up to Holtus it comes. Holtus driving, tries to go for a layup, has the ball slapped away. The foul's going to be called on Auburn, and I'm not sure, this may be a shooting foul. I think they're going to put him at the line. Trey Holtus will be at the line. Foul's going to be on Maverick Binder. On Maverick, his first, team foul number two on the Bulldogs. Trey Holtus is 0-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. He has not scored yet. Here he'll be shooting two shots. First free throw is on the way for Trey. Hits the back of the iron and pops off of there. He's now 0-for-3. Not able to get him to fall here. Auburn brings Nixon Liguori into the lineup now. Liguori in for the first time, a 6'3 freshman. Holtus at the line, ready for his second free throw here. It's on the way up. This one is good. He's now 1 out of 4 from the line, has 1 point. Makes the score 10-3. The lead is 7 for Auburn with 2:10 to play in the first quarter. Handling the basketball is Baltensperger into the corner, left side, driving, lay-in, up, off, doesn't go, rebound, follow shot, tip in, put back up and good by Nixon Liguori. Liguori just checked into the lineup. Got his own rebound in the putback for his first 2 points, and it's 12-3, a 9-point lead now for Auburn. This is Trey Holtus with the basketball, guarded closely in the man-to-man defense here by Ryan Dixon. Holtus picks up his dribble, has to come to the near side with the pass to Speckman. Speckman gets trapped on the left side of the lane, a cross-court pass, Carnegie. He backs it out between the rings to the right wing now. Wyatt Ludeman on the dribble. Wyatt Ludeman, he lost his dribble, needs help. Holthus comes to take the ball from him. A cross-court pass to the left side. Speckman with the basketball. Baseline in the corner. Carnegie. Carnegie tries to move around the defender. Baltensberger in front of him. Can't shoot from there. Now a three on the way from the right side. Up and good by Brandon Speckman. Speckman hits the three from the right wing, and it's 12-6. The lead is 6 for Auburn with 1 minute even to play here in the first quarter. To the left wing comes Ryan Binder for a long three, and it's off and doesn't go. Struggle for the rebound. Ball is tipped away and grabbed up by Johnson County Central. Holthus comes down court. We'll have a reach-in foul is going to be called on Auburn. Holthus goes down kind of hard here on the near sideline. The foul is going to be called on Auburn's Brett Baltensberger. On Baltensberger, that's his first, team foul number 3 on the Auburn Bulldogs. Not a shooting foul, obviously. Back into the lineup for the Bulldogs, Skyler Roybal is back onto the floor. Stetson Nyman in the lineup now also for the Bulldogs. There's an over and back call as the Thunderbirds. Carnegie was trying to get it to Holthus, and Holthus just didn't quite have time to get across the midcourt line on the inbounder there, and it's an over and back. 46 seconds to play here in the first quarter, 12-6. Auburn up by 6. Ryan Dixon driving, laying up off the glass, and good. Dixon found the seam in that JCC defense and took it in for an uncontested layup. 14-6. The lead is 8 for Auburn. Johnson County's basketball. Holthus, free throw line, jump shot up and good. Nice move there by Trey Holthus. A little jump shot from right at the free throw line. Nothing but net for him. He's got 3 points. It's back to a 6-point ball game, 14-8. Auburn up by 6 with 12 seconds to play in this first stanza. Maverick Binder has the basketball, guarded by Holthus. Binder goes to the right side in the corner. Open look, three from the right side is up and off, no good. Rebound put back, Dixon will go. After one quarter, our score, Auburn 14, Johnson County Central 8. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. Be back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Freeman High School. It's ECNC boys semifinal action after one quarter. The Auburn Bulldogs are leading Johnson County Central 14-8. We move back to live action. JCC will have the basketball. The inbound pass is tossed into Trey Holthus, guarded by Ryan Dixon. Holthus works it to the right wing. His pass comes to the right side to Keegan Jones. Ryan Binder chases after Keegan Jones. Back cut. Jones couldn't catch the ball, then tried to save it from going out of bounds and turns it over. He had the break on the baseline and was open. The pass was just off the mark, and he was not able to get to it. Auburn will have the basketball. The inbound pass to Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder between the rings, dribbles to the top of the circle, works inside the paint, kicks out to Ryan Binder on the left wing, across court to Dixon in traffic. Again, back to Ryan Binder. Up top it comes to Dixon. Dixon for three. Top of the circle. Up and good. Ryan Dixon hits the three. He's got 7 points to lead all scorers now for Auburn. And it's 17-8. A 9-point Bulldog lead. Here come the Thunderbirds with the basketball. Wyatt Ludeman almost had it dribbled away, got it back. Marcus Hudson went for the steal there. Ludeman chases the ball down in backcourt, and he'll bring it back across the division line. Ludeman's pass goes across to the left side with it. gives the ball down to Brandon Speckman. Speckman almost had it taken away to the right side. Jones with a long three. That's up and off. No good for Keegan Jones. And the rebound to the Bulldogs. Down in a hurry. Big collision in the paint. Offensive foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs on Marcus Hudson. Hudson will pick up his first personal, and that's team foul number four on the Bulldogs. It'll be Johnson County Central's basketball. Inbounding it against full court pressure on the baseline will be Keegan Jones. He's got Ludeman and Holt, who's down here trying to get free under the basket. Now he throws it down court, overthrows Holthus, and the ball picked up by Auburn. Back into forecourt in a hurry goes Binder for a lay-in. That's Ryan Binder. Binder got the steal on the lay-in. He's got 5 points. It's 19-8. 11-point lead. Ball stolen away. Knocked out of the hands of Wyatt Ludeman. Good defensive effort down there by Maverick Binder. Ludeman had it knocked away from him, but Binder touched it last, so it'll stay with Johnson County Central. Holthus will inbound it. He'll trigger it in baseline right side under his own backboard. Get it into Ludeman. Ludeman back up top to Holthus, and Holthus resets the offense. Looking at this man-to-man defense, Rivera tries to come out and set a pick for him. Holthus backs it back out to the top of the circle near the mid-court circle. Around the horn to the right wing, the pass comes now to Ludeman. Ludeman guarded by Ryan Binder. Oh, nice back cut. Feeds it underneath to Holthus. Holthus' shot is blocked away nicely by Dixon. Now we've got a whistle and a foul. Ryan Dixon with a nice defensive move on the baseline to block that shot by Holthus. The basketball will belong to the Bulldogs. The foul is going to be called on Wyatt Ludeman. On Wyatt, his first personal. Team foul number five on the Thunderbirds. Bulldog basketball. Here's Maverick Binder. His pass to Ryan Binder. Almost lost the handle on the ball. Ryan chases it down. Now gives it to Ryan Dixon. Couple of dribbles for Dixon. Goes into the corner. Maverick Binder. He's trapped down deep on the baseline. Stepped on the line. Good defense down there by Holthus, forcing him into the corner. And the turnover gives the ball back to Johnson County Central. 5:46 to play in the first half. 19-8 your score. Auburn with the lead. Here's Holthus. One on two fast break. Holthus on the right side of the elbow. Bounce pass inside the paint. Knocked away. Long down court pass. Misses everybody, but it was tipped by Johnson County Central, so it'll stay with the Auburn Bulldogs. Auburn will have the ball. They'll have to play it in the corner on the left side of their basket on the baseline. To inbound the ball will be Ryan Binder. Man-to-man defense here, Johnson County Central. Binder lobs it in, comes up to the left side to Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder, 6 foot sophomore. Underneath in traffic, no place to go for Skyler Roybal. Back to the top of the key. Ryan Dixon for three. Off the mark, doesn't go. Safe from going out of bounds, tipped in. Dixon comes up with it again. Dixon, spin move in the paint, in traffic, triple team, kicks it into the corner. Top of the circle, Maverick Binder for three. Off the back of the iron, no. Rebound back out to Maverick Binder. He'll try again. Off the front of the rim, doesn't go. And the rebound to Ludeman. Wyatt Ludeman with the rebound. He'll bring the ball up court. Chase by Ryan Dixon. Wyatt Ludeman picks up his dribble. Dixon tips the ball away from him. It goes out of bounds. Players on the floor all over the place. And the basketball will stay with Johnson County Central. Just under 5 minutes to play here in the first half. 4:55 on the clock. 19-8 your score. Auburn up by 11. JCC's basketball. Inbound pass. Ludeman tries to inbound it at midcourt. The ball is tipped away by Alex Cruz. Chipped away by Marcus Hudson and tipped out of bounds. Timeout on the floor with 4:55 to go in the first half. 19-8 your score. The Auburn Bulldogs leading Johnson County Central. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to live coverage of the ECNC tournament on Sunny 101.3.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside Freeman High School here in Adams. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Colin Feldkamp, our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball, doing a fine job. We appreciate your efforts back there, sir. 19-8, our score. Auburn up by 11 with 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the first half. Back to live action, it'll be Johnson County Central's basketball. Into Carnegie, to the right wing, Keegan Jones. Into the corner, here's Holtus with an open look for three. The rim's around and won't go down, and the rebound to Skyler Roybal. Roybal outlet pass to Maverick Binder. Binder left side, Marcus Hudson for three. Got it. Marcus Hudson hits the three. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Inbound pass deflected away. Oh, it's going to be touched last by Johnson County Central, I think. A turnover, and Auburn's going to get the basketball back in the corner in forecourt. Ryan Dixon to inbound it. Dixon tosses it into Hudson. Off to Maverick Binder, who works all the way across to the far side of the floor, out on the right wing. Now goes into the corner baseline in the paint in traffic. Kicks it up to Hudson, goes right through Marcus Hudson's fingertips, and out of bounds. It'll be a turnover for the Bulldogs. Johnson County Central will get the ball back. 22-8, your score. Auburn opening up a lead here now with 4:21 to play in the first half. Jones gets the ball inbound, puts it to Trey Holtus. Holtus guarded, pressured up here now by Marcus Hudson. Holtus around the horn to the left side to Jones. Jones has the ball over to Ludeman. He has the ball knocked out of his hands and goes out of bounds. Over there to inbound the ball will be Keegan Jones. Substitute in now for Johnson County Central. Coming off the bench is going to be Brandon Speckman. Speckman checks in to replace. I believe that was Cruz that sat out. Here's the inbound pass. Toss it into Brandon Speckman. Speckman one-on-one against Ryan Binder. To Ludeman on the near side. Ludeman dribbles between the circles. Top of the key. Has the ball tipped away from him. Got it back. Ludeman tried to do a little handoff. The ball is stolen. Fast break going the other way. Skyler Roybal feeds it to the right side. Laying up and good for Ryan Dixon. Skyler Roybal with the assist. Dixon with the basket. 24-8. Auburn starting to blow it open here now. 3:38 to go in the first half. 16-point lead for the Auburn Bulldogs. Trey Holtus with the basketball. His pass comes to the right wing to Carnegie. Carnegie lost the handle. It goes out of bounds, and it'll belong to Auburn. Bulldogs will get the basketball back. Checking in now for Auburn, Nixon Liguori back into the lineup, 6'3 freshman. He'll come in and rest Ryan Dixon. Dixon will take a breather. Liguori will inbound the pass, puts it into Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder dribbles to the top of the free throw circle, around the horn to the left side to Ryan Binder. Now dribbling, driving baseline, right side of the basket. Marcus Hudson can't get there. Gives it inside, driving, laying up and off, no good. Putting the shot up was Maverick Binder, couldn't get it. The ball is tipped away, out of bounds, one off the fingertips of Skyler Roybal. And it'll be Johnson County Central's basketball. 3:09 to go in the first half, 24-8, Auburn on top. Here's Brett Faltensberger back into the lineup. He's in replacing Skyler Roybal. Johnson County Central's ball against full court pressure into Trey Holtus. Holtus, guarded by Ryan Binder, works the ball up court. Binder making him work hard just to get it across the timeline. Binder with a reach in, try for the steal, and we'll have a whistle and a foul is going to be called. The foul will be on Ryan Binder. On Ryan, his first team foul, number 5, on the Bulldogs. 24-8 the score if you're just checking in. Auburn with the lead on Johnson County Central. 3 minutes even to play in the first half here at Freeman High School. With the ball is Brandon Speckman. His pass to the near side, Keegan Jones. Jones, top of the free throw circle to the right wing, gives it to Holtus. Holtus spin move in the paint, laying off the glass up and good. That was a sweet move there by Trey Holtus. Trey has 5 points now for the Thunderbirds. Makes it 24-10. 24-10 our score. 2:34 to play in the first half. Auburn's basketball, Nixon Liguori. Liguori gives it up to Marcus Hudson to the top of the key. Ryan Binder flips it back up to Maverick Binder on the right elbow. Maverick in the paint. Goes to Hudson once again, top of the circle. left wing Maverick finder. Fast ball movement here all around. Brett Baltensberger ends up with the ball out of the right elbow. A cross court pass, Hudson to the left side now. Back to the top of the circle. Open look, three short off the front of the rim. Rebound, Baltensberger, follow shot, has the ball stripped away. It goes out of bounds. It'll go off of Johnson County Central. Auburn will maintain possession of the basketball. A minute 58 to play now here in the first half. 24-10 your score. Auburn with the lead. Baltensberger gets the inbound pass. Quickly gives it back to Maverick Finder. Maverick Finder just on the dribble. Now is double teamed on the right elbow. Cross court pass deflected, stolen away by Keegan Jones. Jones comes up with the steal. He'll bring the ball up court himself. Puts it off to the left side to Speckman. Speckman on the dribble, tries to go around the defender. Ball is deflected, knocked away, grabbed up by Carnegie. Carnegie puts it into the corner to Keegan Jones. There's a reach-in foul. Somebody going after the ball to try and get it away from Keegan Jones. Going to have to wait until they post this one to see who they put it on. I think Nixon Liguori. On Liguori, that'll be his first personal. And team foul number six, not yet into the 1-1. Inbounding the ball for Johnson County Central, Keegan Jones into Rivera near midcourt. He gives it back to Trey Holtis. Coming out to guard Holtis now is Ryan Binder. A cross-court pass to the left side. He goes with it to Carnegie. There is Carnegie. Comes up top again to Keegan Jones. Jones to the right wing. This is Speckman with the ball. Brandon Speckman all the way in, driving lay-in. Up, partially blocked away, knocked out of bounds off of Baltensberger. Brian Dixon got the block on Brandon Speckman's attempted lay-in there. Speckman leaves the ball game, checking in to replace him for Johnson County Central is Wyatt Ludeman. Ludeman into the game now. Trey Holtus to inbound in the corner. Gives it into Ludeman. Ludeman, oh, looking for Holtus. Has it stolen away. Nice job defensively by Marcus Hudson to get the steal. Hudson down court with it to Ryan Dixon. Less than a minute to go here. Dixon on the right side. Here's Ryan Binder for three. Up and off, no good. Trey Holtus crashes after it. Flips the ball over to Rivera. Back up to Holtus. It comes with 45 seconds to play in the first half. 24-10 our score. Auburn up by 14 points on the Thunderbirds. With the basketball is Trey Holtis. Holtis gets to the left side. Ludeman in. A little floater in the paint by Wyatt Ludeman. It won't drop. And the rebound is pulled down by the Bulldogs, Nixon Liguori. Liguori into Hudson. Hudson in traffic, gives to Liguori. He tries to go up with a shot. Ball is stripped away. He caught the basketball, but Liguori was standing out of bounds with 1 foot when he caught the ball. So that'll turn it back over to Johnson County Central. Now checking in for Auburn, Skyler Roybal back into the lineup for Brett Baltensberger with 20 seconds to play here in the first half. 24-10 our score. Auburn with the lead. JCC having trouble getting it in against the full court pressure. Now they inbound the ball to Trey Holtus, and he'll bring it up the court. Holtus on the dribble. To the right side, Ludeman. Ludeman, they feed it underneath to Holtus in traffic. He was double-teamed, couldn't put the shot up. Holtus dribbles it back up to the top of the key with 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Holtus for three, got knocked down, and an offensive push foul away from the shot is going to be called against Johnson County Central. The foul is going to be on Rivera, his second personal. 2.1 seconds left to play here in the first half. Ryan Dixon's going to inbound it in backcourt on the side. They have time for a catch, one dribble, and a shoot. Here it is, into Binder. Half-court shot, Binder doesn't go. Hits the backboard. And at the half, the Auburn Bulldogs are leading. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds are halftime score. Auburn 24, Johnson County Central 10. We're going to take a two-minute timeout here. Then we'll be back with our halftime show and take a look at the scoring recap right after this two-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours. Starting at 7 a.m.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your Country Pardon Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farmin' City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmin' City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Freeman High School in Adams. Semifinal boys action of the ECNC tournament at the half. The Auburn Bulldogs leading Johnson County Central 24-10, our score. Looking at the individual numbers, first of all, for Johnson County Central, they're led in scoring by Trey Holtus. He has 5 points. Brandon Speckman with 3, and Rodrigo Rivera added 2 for their total of 10. From the free throw line, the Thunderbirds went 1 out of 4 in the first half. For the Auburn Bulldogs, leading the way is Ryan Dixon. Dixon with 9 points. Marcus Hudson right behind. He has 8 in the ballgame. Ryan Binder with 5, and Nixon Liguori off the bench adding 2 for Auburn's total of 24. From the charity stripe, Auburn went 4 out of 7 from the line. 24-10, our halftime score. Auburn leading Johnson County Central. In the boys semifinal game played earlier this evening here at Adams, it was the Freeman Falcons defeating the Malcolm Clippers. 68-42 was the final in that one. That means that Freeman moves to the boys championship game to be played at 8 o'clock Saturday night in Weeping Water, and they will face the winner of this Auburn-Johnson County Central game. You will hear that championship game live here on Sunny 101.3. Yours truly will be in Weeping Water. In fact, we're going to have coverage for you pretty much throughout the rest of this tournament here. We want to remind you that I will be at Elmwood Murdoch tomorrow evening with a doubleheader in the girls' semifinal games, a 5:30 tip-off scheduled for the Falls City Lady Tigers as they take on the Lady Clippers from Malcolm. That's at 5:30. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll have the Auburn Lady Bulldogs taking on Elmwood Murdoch, both of those games in semifinal action of the girls' bracket. And then I'll be headed to Weeping Water on Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening. And I can't tell you who's playing who yet because we've got to see how these games come out. But I can tell you that the area teams in our Sunny 101.3 listing area, if they're in either the third-place consolation or the championship games, which we know some of them are going to be, we will have those games live for you. You can count on live coverage here on Sunny 101.3. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, then we're going to update you with our local weather forecast, another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll be back with third-quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you are choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight with lows around 3 above. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 35. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 13. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the low 40s to the mid 40s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. Missouri.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Alfia.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you at Freeman High School tonight in Adams, Nebraska. Semifinal boys action of the ECNC Conference Tournament. I'm calling your play-by-play here from Adams. Colin Feldkamp, our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation. Glad to be working with Colin for our first time tonight. So doing a really fine job back there, and that is appreciated more than you know, sir. 24-10, our halftime score, the Auburn Bulldogs leading the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. As we said before the break there, the winner of this game will take on the Freeman Falcons in the championship. That'll be Saturday night at 8 o'clock at Weeping Water. Loser of this one will be facing Malcolm. That'll be at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon at Weeping Water. We can tell you right now, we'll have live coverage of both of those games. We'll cover whoever's playing in the third place game, and we'll cover whoever's in the championship among these two teams. All right, we're ready to move to third quarter action, and it'll be the Bulldogs basketball. Maverick Binder gets the inbound pass, dribbles across the court to the far side on the left wing, hands the ball off to Ryan Binder. Now down to Maverick Binder it comes. Top of the key, Skylar Roybal He penetrates into the paint, doesn't go with it, kicks it to the right elbow. Now back to Ryan Dixon. He'll take a set shot for three. Off the rim, doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to Johnson County's Cameron Schuster. Schuster down court in a hurry. Fast break. Here come the Thunderbirds. Shot is up on the right side, blocked away. Keegan Jones got his shot blocked over there by Maverick Binder. Binder feeds it the other direction. Fast break lay-in up and good by Skyler Roybal. Roybal with his first 2 points, and it's 26-10. Auburn extends their lead to start the third quarter. With the ball is Trey Holtus pushing it down court for the Thunderbirds. His pass to the right side is deflected away. Knocked up loose. Dixon comes up with it. Collision. Whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to go, I believe, on Trey Holtus here. And it'll be Auburn's basketball. On Holtus, that'll be his first personal. Team foul number one of the half on the Thunderbirds. Auburn's basketball. Inbound the pass to Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder. Picked up by Holtus. He puts a pass across court to the left side to Ryan Binder. Ryan Binder comes back to Skyler Roybal in the circle. Roybal was open. Now pass underneath. The Roybal shot is up and good. Skyler Roybal has 4 quick points here in the second quarter. The assist to Maverick Binder on that one. Lob pass in, stolen away. Auburn puts it underneath. Ryan Dixon with a lay-in up and good. Ryan Dixon has 11 points. He's in double figures. Timeout's going to be taken by Johnson County Central. 6:34 to play third quarter. Suddenly it's 30-10. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Cattle. You want an ag partner that won't steer you wrong when it comes to getting the loans and financial advice you need. Our ag lenders are local and know what you're up against when it comes to today's economy and current prices. So stop by and let's talk. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Stop by Frontier Bank in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
So a couple of turnovers for Johnson County Central and 6 quick points for Auburn. And in the first minute and a half of this third period, Auburn has suddenly jumped out to a 20-point lead at 30-10. Coach Kirk Ferris had seen enough and took a timeout there to try and settle his kids down. Here's Johnson County Central with the basketball now. Trey Holtus works it off to the left side of the free throw lane to the top of the key. Across it goes to Jones. Keegan Jones, one dribble, flips to the right wing to Ludeman. Ludeman back up top to Holtus. Trey Holtus working hard to the left wing. Schuster, shot is up for three and good. Cameron Schuster hits the three, his first basket of the night for the Thunderbirds. 30-13 your score. 6:05 to go third quarter. Maverick Binder, triple team, flips it to Ryan Binder. Open look, three right corner off the back of the rim. Rebound, Schuster. Schuster comes down with the basketball, starts up court with it himself, then hands it off to Holtus. Trey Holtus with the basketball. Holtus dribbles to the right elbow, down on the right side of the lane, flips it back to Ludeman at the top of the key. Wyatt Ludeman all the way into the paint, tries to go for a driving layup. He's going to be fouled, but I think the foul came on the floor before Ludeman could attempt a shot under there. So it'll be Johnson County Central's basketball. The foul is going to be on Ryan Dixon, his second personal, team foul number one of the half on the Bulldogs. Holtus to inbound it. Gets it into Schuster in traffic. He forces up a shot that doesn't go. Ball is flipped out of there. Down court to Dixon. Breakaway layup. Dixon up and good. Ryan Dixon has 13 points in the ballgame. He leads all scorers. And it's 32-13. Auburn with the lead here. 5:20 to play in the third quarter in Adams. Johnson County Central now to set their offense. With the ball at the top of the key is Cameron Schuster around to the left wing to Ludeman. There's a pass stolen away with a steal. Skyler Roybal driving lay-in up. He got it. Falls to the floor. The basket counts. Roybal has 6 points, all of them coming here in the third quarter. 34-13. The lead just continues to balloon here for the Auburn Bulldogs with 4:49 to go in this third period. They're up now 34-13. 21-point lead. Johnson County Central with the ball. Ball is tipped away, goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the T-Birds. Now into the ball game again for Auburn comes the freshman, Nixon Liguori. 6'3 freshman checks into the lineup. Onto the floor for Johnson County Central comes Logan Barris-Carnegie. Carnegie back in the lineup. Inbounding it is Cameron Schuster on the near side in the forecourt. Schuster gets it into Holthus. Trey Holthus guarded by Ryan Binder. Man-to-man defense, as we've seen all night here from Auburn. Top of the circle comes back up to Carnegie. Across it goes to Ludeman. Ludeman to the right corner. Here's Holthus. Jump shot right wing. Doesn't go. Deflected away. Saved from going out of bounds. And I think they're going to say Auburn touched it last. I don't know. Check that. It went off of Johnson County Central, and it'll be Auburn's basketball. 4:20 to go, third quarter. 34-13 now. Auburn starting to pull away here in this third period. They led it to half, 24-10. They've outscored Johnson County Central 10-3 thus far in the third period. Auburn's basketball. Left wing, Ryan Binder. Binder to the top of the circle. Marcus Hudson to the near side. Liguori, the freshman, handles the basketball. Now it goes over to Binder once again in the paint, flips it to Ryan Binder. Maverick Binder had it knocked away. Ryan Binder chased it down. It was tipped by Johnson County. Ryan goes and retrieves the basketball in backcourt and resets the offense. Works out to the left wing deep in the corner, baseline left side. Across court pass, Liguori on the right elbow. Back to the top of the circle, Marcus Hudson. Hudson handled the ball for a minute, then goes again down to Binder in the corner. Hudson for three, up and off, no good. Rebound, Johnson County Central, Schuster. Schuster comes down with the basketball. We've got a whistle and a foul called on Auburn. Think it's going to go on Skyler Roybal. On Roybal, that's his first personal, team foul number two on the Bulldogs. Roybal will set out. In to replace him is Austin Levine. Levine, 6'4" junior, into the game for the first time tonight for Auburn. Here's a try for the inbound pass. The ball is tipped away, knocked out of bounds over there by Ryan Binder. It'll stay with Johnson County Central. Inbounding it for the T-Birds will be Wyatt Ludeman in the corner. Ludeman gets the ball inbounded. Starting up court with the basketball now from the Thunderbirds. Holthus with the ball. Took the pass from Keegan Jones. Now Holthus hands to Ludeman. Around the left wing to Carnegie. Barris Carnegie handled the ball. Top of the key. Holthus. Collision there. Whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Auburn's Marcus Hudson. On Hudson, his second personal. Team foul number three on the Bulldogs. 3:06 to go in the third quarter. It's 34-13. Auburn with the big lead here on Johnson County Central. T-Birds basketball. Trey Holthus. Holthus passes to the near side to Keegan Jones. Jones goes into the corner, gets it to Ludeman. Free throw line. Ludeman feeds it under to Jones, right side. Jones' shot is up. Blocked away nicely. Good job on defense by Carson Leslie. Leslie got the block under there. Carson Leslie is 6'7", and he just extended that arm up and batted the ball away. Then it was touched last by Johnson County Central, so Auburn gets the basketball. Maverick Binder brings it down court. Left side with the ball. Inside to Leslie. He moves to the basket. Shot up and good. Carson Leslie with his first bucket of the night, the 6'7" junior. Came off the bench and quickly gets into the scorebook. Spin move in the paint. Holthus blocked again by Leslie. Down court pass. Breakaway lay-in up and good by Maverick Binder. That's Maverick Binder's first basket of the night on the breakaway lay-in there as he got it to drop. Now with the ball is Ludeman. 38-13. The lead is 25. In traffic, Ludeman tries to hand the ball off. Gives it to Brandon Speckman. Speckman loses the ball out of bounds off his foot. And it'll be another turnover to give the ball back to the Bulldogs. Waiting now for the inbound pass. Auburn will have it. They toss it into Binder. Inbounding the ball is Marcus Hudson. To the left elbow. Top of the circle. Pass comes up to Nixon Liguori. Near corner. Binder looking inside for Big Leslie, the big man in there. Rivera and him having quite a push and shoving match in the paint. Top of the circle to Hudson. Inside. Here's Leslie moving to the basket. Had it stolen away. Stealing the ball is Wyatt Ludeman. Ludeman will push the ball down court himself this time. Ludeman takes it all the way in for the lay-in, and the shot is blocked again by Carson Leslie. Leslie, 6'7", and a junior. He just extends that ball up in the air. He's got three block shots without committing a foul here. He's high enough above everybody. He's able to swat those attempted little floaters out of the ballpark there. Touch last by JCC. Auburn will get the ball. Maverick Binder on the attack. Binder, double teamed at the top of the key, dribbles through the double team. Into the corner, open look, baseline left side for three. Up and off won't go. Liguori, rebound, down court, Ludeman, fast break, lay-in, it won't go. And the rebound pulled down by Nixon Liguori. Liguori being pressured. Whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Ludeman in backcourt. Coach Ferris, or rather, the foul is going to be on Brandon Speckman. On Speckman, his second personal, team foul number two on the Thunderbirds. 58 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's 38-13. Auburn will have the basketball. Coach Kirk Ferris still in the ear of the official. He was unhappy with something over there. Maverick Binder, a cross-court pass to the left side to Austin Levine. Now Levine flips it into the corner to Ryan Dixon. To the near side, Nixon Liguori falls to the floor. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson County, on the Thunderbirds. We'll see who this one is on. I think Brandon Speckman's going to get tagged for it. On Speckman, his third personal, team foul number four on the T-Birds. There's a lob pass inbounds. Toss it in to Maverick Binder. 38 seconds to go in the third quarter. 38-13. Auburn with a commanding lead. Maverick Binder driving lay-in. Up and off. No good. Rivera had the rebound. Now tips it out. Down court comes Ludeman. Ludeman, a cross-court pass. Oh, nice job of Ludeman finding Keegan Jones for the breakaway lay-in. Ludeman with the assist. Keegan Jones with the breakaway lay-in. And it's 38-15. 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Maverick Binder at the 10-second mark. Backs it out into the midcourt circle. Maverick Binder will work to the right side. He gets tripped up, falls to the floor. Ball stolen away, goes out of bounds. 7/10 of a second on the clock. Goes out of bounds off of JCC. Auburn will have it. They'll play it in on the side in forecourt with 7/10 of a second. All you've got time to do is catch and shoot. Inbounding it, Ryan Dixon. Gets it in. There's the shot at the buzzer. Doesn't go. After three quarters, Auburn on top, 38-15. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
8 minutes up on the clock as we're ready to move into the fourth and final stanza here at Adams. 38-15, your score after three periods. The Auburn Bulldogs leading Johnson County Central. It'll be the T-Birds basketball as we begin the fourth quarter. The inbound pass into Keegan Jones. He's chased after by Ryan Dixon. Jones takes it all the way down the baseline, puts a shot up, and he'll be fouled. We're going to put Keegan Jones at the free throw line. He has 2 points in the ball game so far tonight. The foul is going to be on Maverick Binder. On Maverick, his second personal, team foul number four on the Bulldogs. Keegan Jones at the line shooting two shots. The first one is up. Hits the back of the iron and rimmed off. Wouldn't go. He'll have another shot. Keegan Jones, just a freshman at 6'2". A lot of young ball players on the floor for Johnson County Central tonight. Here's the second one up and good for Keegan Jones. He's now one out of two and has 3 points in the ballgame. 38-16 the score. Maverick Binder very casually down court with the ball. A cross court pass to Ryan Dixon. Looking for Dixon underneath. Ball deflected away by Ludeman. Grabbed up in backcourt by Schuster. Down court pass comes to Holtis. Holtis dribbling into the paint. Underhanded scoop shot. Tries to put it up. He's knocked to the floor. We'll have Trey Holtis at the line. He'll be shooting two shots for the Thunderbirds. The foul is going to be called on Ryan Dixon. That's his third personal. Team foul number 5. Timeout taken on the floor with 7:29 to go in the ballgame. 38-16 our score. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to live coverage of the ECNC Conference Tournament on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, the Auburn cheerleaders came out right in front of our broadcast point here, and they brought all the Auburn fans up to their feet for some cheering. They're in a pretty jovial mood here, leading 38-16. At the free throw line for Johnson County Central, Trey Holtis. He's one out of four so far tonight from the line, has 5 points in the ballgame. Here shooting two. The first one is up and good. Trey now with 6 points in the game. That makes it 38-17 the score. Again, 7:29 left to play in the fourth quarter. Holtz's second free throw is up. It's good also. Nothing but net on either one of those. Trey now with 7 points. He's the leading scorer for the Thunderbirds. Clock running at 7:23 to go in the ballgame. Ryan Dixon, a cross-court pass to the near side, finds Ryan Binder. Back up top of the key, it comes to Marcus Hudson. Hudson into the corner, thinking about the shot down deep on the right side there with Skyler Roybal, and he decides not to take it. Now they reach in and try to tie him up. Players get tied up. Roybal goes to the floor. Foul is going to be called on Keegan Jones. On Jones, that'll be his first personal. And team foul number 5 for the Thunderbirds. 7:05 to go in the ballgame. Auburn's basketball. They inbound it in forecourt. A cross-court pass goes over to Maverick Binder. Out of the top of the circle to Ryan Binder. Off to Ryan Dixon. Ryan to Ryan. Maverick Binder, right wing. Skyler Roybal. Hands it to Dixon. Dixon goes around Jones, goes inside the paint, flips it back to Binder, goes off of Maverick Binder out of bounds. Johnson County Central will get the turnover. Substitute in now for Auburn. Jim Weeks is going to send Nixon Liguori back out onto the floor. The freshman checks in. He'll replace Maverick Binder. Maverick will take a breather. 6:38 to go in the game, 38-18. The margin is 20 now for Auburn as Trey Holtis tries to get something going here offensively. Pass goes to the top of the key to Ludeman. Wyatt Ludeman to the right wing. Now they try to go to Rivera. Ball is tipped away very nearly over and back. Collision. Now moving all the way in for the driving lay-in up and off. Doesn't go. Whistle and a foul. Keegan Jones just decided he was going to take it to the hole. No matter what, good aggressive basketball there by the freshman. He drew the foul on Marcus Hudson. On Hudson, his third personal. Team foul number 6. At the free throw line, Keegan Jones shooting 2. He's 1 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. He makes the first one. Keegan has now hit 2 out of 3 from the line, has 4 points in the ballgame for the Thunderbirds. 6:15 to go in the ballgame, 38-19, Auburn with the lead. Keegan Jones, second free throw is up, got it, made them both. Keegan Jones, the freshman, 3 out of 4 from the line, has 5 points now. Auburn down quickly, fast break, the 3 is up off the right side, no good, follow shot, put back up and good by Skyler Roybal. Roybal now has 8 points, and it's an even 20-point lead at 40-20 with 5:57 to go. In the ballgame, here's a little underhanded flip shot put up by Trey Holthus, and he'll be fouled. Trey will be at the free throw line to shoot two shots. The foul is going to be on Ryan Binder. On Binder, his second personal. We're going to have timeout taken on the floor. 5:54 to go in the ballgame. 40-20 your score. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula back with you at Freeman High School in Adams. 5:54 to play in the fourth quarter. 40-20. Auburn up by 20. Trey Holthus at the line for the Thunderbirds, shooting two. The first one is up and good. Trey Holthus has now made four in a row after missing his first three. He's 4 of 7. Second shot coming for Trey Holthus. This shot is up and short off the front of the rim, but the rebound comes down to the T-Birds. Here's a putback shot up, rolls around and around, and good. Getting the putback was Cameron Schuster. Schuster now with 5 points. 40-23 your score. Here come the Bulldogs down court. Ryan Dixon puts it up to Liguori. Nixon Liguori. Out near the mid-court circle. They're out at the mid-court line now, and a cross-court pass goes over to Marcus Hudson. Hudson works to the right elbow with the ball to the top of the circle to Skyler Roybal. Roybal flips it to the left wing. Binder has it knocked away. Ryan Binder with the ball stolen. Fast break. Here comes Ludeman all the way. Left-handed laying up and off. Couldn't get it. Had the right idea. Couldn't finish. The rebound to Marcus Hudson. Fast break the other way. Spin move. Off the glass. Shot is up and good by Ryan Dixon. Dixon now with 15 points in the ballgame for the Bulldogs. And it's 42-23. The lead is back to 19, just under 5 minutes to go in the ballgame, 4:53 clock running. Top of the circle, Trey Holthus for a long three that's off the back of the rim. Rebound brought down by Johnson County Central, falling to the floor rather hard on the far side there. For JCC was Keegan Jones. He got fouled. The foul is going to be on Skyler Roybal. On Roybal, his second personal. Team foul number 8. We're in the bonus. So at the line, shooting 1-1 will be Keegan Jones for Johnson County. Keegan is 3 out of 4 from the line tonight. He's made 3 in a row, has 5 points. Free throw is up and good. So Keegan Jones now 4 out of 5. All of these free throws he's made have been here in the fourth quarter. Keegan Jones with another free throw. That's up. It's good also. He's hit 5 in a row after missing the first one. He's got 7 points for JCC. 4:39 to go in the ballgame. 42-25, 17-point lead for Auburn. Bulldogs basketball. Skyler Roybal looking to the top of the key up to Austin Levine. He holds the ball above his head. Levine to the right elbow now to Marcus Hudson. Hudson had it dribbled away and stolen. Fast break the other way. Cameron Schuster takes it all the way down, lays it up and good. Cameron Schuster with the seal on the lay-in, and Schuster's got 7 points for the Thunderbirds. 42-27, 4 minutes, 8 seconds to go in the game. ECNC boys semifinal game here in the conference, being played in Adams tonight at Freeman High School. Auburn with the basketball. Nixon Liguori driving lay-in up and good. Liguori found a seam. He's got 4 points for the freshman. Makes it 44-27. There's a long three that's up by Ludeman, just short off the front of the rim. Rebound comes down to the Bulldogs to Liguori. Nixon Liguori. He'll push it down court himself. Now pushes to the top of the key to Levine. Levine's pass to the right side, just wide of the mark, looking for Maverick Binder. Binder couldn't get to it. It goes out of bounds. Back into the game now for Johnson County Central. Rodrigo Rivera checks in. Also off the bench, checking back in for the T-Birds is Brandon Speckman. Speckman in the ball game now. Looks like Brent Waltensberger will be back in for Auburn, coming in to replace Skyler Roybal. Pressure being applied by the Bulldogs. A cross-court pass. JCC gets the ball inbounds to Carnegie. Here's a turnaround shot. Rodrigo Rivera that's short off the rim, won't drop. And the rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. Maverick Binder to set the offense. To Baltensberger between the circles. Baltensberger off to the left elbow with it now. Liguori, a cross-court pass, almost got away, chased down by Marcus Hudson. Finds Baltensberger at the top of the key. Back it comes to Hudson on the right elbow. Hudson looks for Liguori, baseline right side. He can't get to the basket. Liguori tries to dribble around the defender at the free throw line. Up top, Baltensberger. Auburn kind of letting the air out of the ball here a little bit now with 2:49 to go in the ballgame and a 44-27 lead. Levine with the basketball comes to the right side with it. Austin Levine's pass. Now back to Baltensberger, top of the circle. Left side, Liguori with the ball. Liguori in the paint. Gets into traffic. Tries to go up with a shot. It's blocked. Follow shot is up. And a whistle and a foul on Rodrigo Rivera. Rivera picks up his third personal. Team foul number 6 on the Thunderbirds. At the free throw line for the Auburn Bulldogs will be Nixon Liguori. He'll be shooting 2 shots. He has 4 points on a pair of field goals. First free throw is up and good. So Liguori now with 5 points. We invite you to stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a complete rundown of all the numbers, let you know how your favorite player did as far as individual numbers. Second free throw is up and off, no good. Rebound, try for follow shot, and put back up by Brett Baltensberger. Whistle and a foul, and Baltensberger will be at the free throw line where he'll be shooting 2 shots. Brett has not scored yet this evening. The foul is going to be called on Rodrigo Rivera. That's Rivera's 4th personal. Baltensberger at the line to shoot 2. First one is up and good. That's Brett's first point of the evening. Makes our score now 46-27 is your score. Baltensberger ready for his 2nd free throw. Looking at the basket. Shot is up and good. Got them both. Baltensberger with a pair. 46-27 your score. Some more subs getting into the ball game. Peyton Bowden into the lineup for the first time tonight. Bowden, a 6-foot sophomore on the floor for the Bulldogs. We'll try and pick up all of these kids as they start to come in off the bench. Also, Nolan Gardner is in the ball game. Gardner, 6'2 freshman into the contest. 2:23 to go in the ball game. JCC with the basketball. At the top of the key, it's almost knocked away. Tried to save it from going out over the midcourt line. Over and back will be the call. Auburn will have the basketball. So we've got Bowden in the lineup. Let's try and ID some more of these people checking in here. Hayden Husky, a 6'2 junior. Husky in the ballgame now for JCC. Brandon Speckman back on the floor. Right side with the ball is Liguori. Liguori, top of the circle, gives it up to Carson Leslie. Leslie, back to the near side to Austin Levine. Right wing, Gardner with the basketball. The 6'2 freshman handles the ball. On the left elbow, dribbling into the corner. Nyman tries for a driving layup that won't go. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and off. That wouldn't go for Carson Leslie, and the rebound to Johnson County Central. Down court in a hurry, Speckman for the T-Birds. Flips it into the corner on the right side. Down to Alex Cruz is in the lineup. Now whistle and a foul on the right side of the lane. And I believe we're going to be sending Nolan Wellensick to the free throw line. He's a 6'4 freshman. Foul is going to be called on Carson Leslie, his first personal, team foul number 9. At the free throw line, Nolan Wellensick, a freshman at 6'4. Let's see who else we got checking in for Johnson County here. We'll try and get them all ID'd for you. Wellensick at the line, looks to the basket. Free throw is up, and off the rim won't go. Couldn't get it to drop. The rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. On the dribble for Auburn, Nixon Liguori with the ball. A minute 28 to play in the ballgame. Liguori being pressured, man-to-man defense. Liguori kicks it up top. Leslie for 3. Off the rim, no. Rebound, Husky had it. Flip the outlet pass out, and here come the Thunderbirds down court. They're on the attack to the left side. Alex Cruz will dribble up between the rings at the top of the circle. Aiden Weber in the lineup handle the ball. Into Husky in the corner. Husky can't get a look at the basket. Has to flip it back to the top of the key. Free throw line, jump shot, follow away shot up. Comes up short, goes out of bounds. That shot put up by Alex Cruz. Now we got more subs in for Auburn. Lance Binder into the lineup. Lance has checked in. Let's see who else we can pick up here. 56 seconds to go. Stetson Nyman in the ball game. Lance Binder. On the near side with it is Burke Moody now. Moody's in the ball game. Into the corner. Here's a long three from the left side that's up and off. No good. A struggle for the rebound. Pulled down by Alex Cruz with 35 seconds to go. Cruz tried to feed it on the right side looking for Weber. The pass went wide of the mark and goes out of bounds. I don't think Weber saw it coming over there. Aiden Weber. So with 35 seconds to play, Auburn once again has a possession up by 20, 47-27. Peyton Bowden on the dribble. Bowden to the near side to Gardner on the right wing. All the way in, driving, try for a lay-in by Stetson Nyman. The ball goes out of bounds off of Nyman. It'll belong to Johnson County Central. 22 seconds to play. Again, we invite you to stay tuned for the post-game wrap-up, complete rundown. And we'll look at all the numbers from tonight's ball game and talk about the upcoming broadcast. Here's Husky with the basketball to Weber. Weber in traffic. Weber has the ball dribbled away. 9 seconds to go. Auburn comes into forecourt. Lance Binder got the steal. Here's a three on the way. Top of the key. Up and off. No good. Put up by Peyton Bowden. Now it goes out on the three at the buzzer that doesn't go. And there's your ball game. The final score tonight. The Auburn Bulldogs 47 and the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 27. 47-27. Your final score of the semifinal game. We're going to take a two-minute timeout here, then we'll be back with the post-game show. Don't go away. We'll have all the numbers for you in 2 minutes here on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
February is Heart Month, so here are some tips from Nemaha County Hospital to live a heart-healthy life. Be active. Eat a heart-healthy diet. Limit alcohol intake. Maintain a healthy weight. Manage stress, and keep cholesterol and blood pressure under control. Taking care of your heart is one of the most important things you can do for yourself. Nemaha County Hospital, providing you with quality care every time.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Freeman High School in Adams. We just wrapped up the boys' semifinal game of the ECNC tournament. The Auburn Bulldogs coming away with the win 47-27 is your final. Let's take a look now at the individual numbers. First of all, for Johnson County Central, they were led in scoring tonight by Trey Holtus. He finished with 8 points. Right behind him, Cameron Schuster had 7, as did Keegan Jones with 7. Adding 3 was Brandon Speckman, and 2 points tonight for Rodrigo Rivera for Johnson County Central's total of 27. From the charity stripe, JCC hit 9 out of 15 tonight from the free throw line. scoring for the Auburn Bulldogs. Only one player in double figures. That was Ryan Dixon. He finished with 15 points tonight. Marcus Hudson had 8 in the ballgame. Skyler Roybal also added 8. 5 points tonight for Ryan Binder, as well as Nixon Ligori. He got 5 coming in off the bench. 2 points each for Maverick Binder, Carson Leslie, and Brett Baltensparker for Auburn's total of 47. From the free throw line, the Bulldogs tonight hit 7 out of 11 attempts at the charity stripe. 47-27, your final score, Auburn with the win. That means that Auburn advances to the conference championship game, where they will face the Freeman Falcons. That'll be an 8 o'clock tip-off this coming Saturday night from Weeping Water. You'll hear it live here on Sunny 101.3. Johnson County Central will move to the third-place consolation game, where they will face Malcolm. That's at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon, also at Weeping Water. And I'll have that one for you also here on Sunny 101.3. So we'll have both the third-place consolation and the boys' championship game for you Saturday from Weeping Water. Tomorrow, it's girls' semifinal action. We'll have both games for you here on Sunny 101.3.